for Golf Echo Golf Mobile.
Golf GEG, Golf Echo Golf, go ahead. You got John here, K4WCL.
How you doing today?
Northern Pickens County, I may be a little scratchy in the machine, but I'm heading towards Pickens and should get better. You got a pretty new call sign there, congratulations. How long have you had your license?
North Greenville, so.
I dropped out, I don't think you heard my question. I said, you got a pretty new call there. How long have you had your license?
In about a month and a half now.
Congratulations. You'll find ham radio to be a great hobby, and you'll meet a lot of nice, friendly folks on this repeater.
That's you. Everybody's pretty nice, and it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, I took got my technician about a month and a half ago, and then at Shelby, I took my general test and passed that. So.
Congratulations, times two there. Very good. Yeah, you'll enjoy HF. It's a lot different than the VHF, UHF stuff. In my opinion, a lot more fun. It took a lot of challenges and frustrating when things don't always work out the way you want. But very good. Have you got an HF set up yet?
A rig for my house that has HF capabilities. I don't have an antenna yet. I was talking to Marshall this morning. He said he might be able to hook me up with one when he gets back from Florida. A wire antenna that I might be able to get away with my HOA.
So if you're in an HOA, a wire antenna is the way to go. Probably the stealthiest antenna you'll find out there would be an N-Fed half wave. I use wire antennas. I use an off-center fed dipole, and works very well. So have you been on HF yet? Have you made any contacts, or you're waiting on the antenna?
HF yet. Haven't made any contacts on HF. Still waiting on to get some sort of antenna put together yet. I think he said he's going to help me build one or something like that, or he shoot me some instructions on building one.
It's hard to build. You just need a transformer, some wire, a calculator to do a little bit of math, and some wire cutters, because you may end up having to do a little bit of extra trimming once you get it close to the length you want. But put up the longest wire you can. I would go with 134 feet if you have the room, because that'll get you on 75 meters. Getting on 160 meters is a little bit of a challenge. You're going to need about twice the amount of wire than a 75 meter antenna.
Definitely don't have that much room.
Got another signal coming in. I don't know if it's coming through the repeater. I'm driving, so I can't tell. Yeah, my antenna won't tune up on 160 either. It's a band that I'm very interested in. The lower band, 75, 160, 40. They're better in the wintertime. You don't have as much static crashes. And just kind of neat to make contacts at those frequencies, especially 160. If you think about 160, that's just a little bit above the AM broadcast band. And to think you can talk, 1,000 miles, that's pretty amazing for the kind of power that we run.
It is amazing. Wow.
Your name or not? What's your name?
I'm Scott.
Is that Scott, Sierra, Charlie, Oscar, Tango, Tango?
That's affirmative, Scott.
Receiving the repeater real well. And I've got a. Are you hearing a signal on the repeater after you unkey or I unkey? It may just be local noise here, but I've never noticed it before.
I get a little noise myself when I hear from you the static when you talk. I don't know if it's where I'm at, but I'm on the interstate. I'm coming along. Malden Road, or at Malden Road.
might be sitting on their microphone or something. I didn't copy that real well. I'm not in a good spot. Anyway, all right, I'm going to let you go here. I'm going to drive. I got a big old dump truck in front of me. I'd like to pass them, but probably not going to have an opportunity. But nice to meet you there, Scott. I'm a fairly recent South Carolina resident. My wife and I retired in April, and we've had a house up here in the upstate for about 12 years, and we come up here often, like every weekend, but we retired beginning of April, and we're pretty much living up here full-time now. I do still have a house back in the Atlanta area. We go back there about once every 3 weeks, but thank goodness I'm spending most of my time up here these days. The last transmission, Scott?
I don't know if you can copy me anymore or not. I usually have good luck through here, but apparently I'm not today.
Some places where repeaters don't work, but, you know, this repeater's got very good coverage, especially, you know, south of Caesarhead. So, anyway, nice to meet you. 73, have a good Friday, good weekend. This is K4WCL.
Good to meet you, too. KR4GEG.